Bing, bang, boom. I just wanted a catchphrase like everybody else.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is dedicated to Dead Zone, the tabletop miniature game by Mantic Games. Visit them at manticgames.com. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to episode 56.5 of Dead Zone the Podcast. As always, when we talk to Coach, there is more stuff than we can talk about in one episode. So we present this special bonus episode for you. Please enjoy. And here it is. More with Coach.
Okay, let's talk Forge Fathers. The worst special rule splat in the game. Too stubborn to die. Good rule, heals a wound. But you need a 3 out of 3 survive test. All other splats grant something. If you are lucky enough to get a splat, then you can roll again. Come on, guys. All right. Striking lucky. Switching an item for a random item with another. What are we, freaking leprechauns? Really, switching items? And then Starforged armor. Okay, I can't lie. I really like this one. But you have to take the Forge Guard Horsecarl, which is 41 points and 3 victory points. Now, he's worth every point, but when you compare it to other factions to the Forge Fall, the special rules, they are not even close. I think it's the Council of Sevens trying to keep us, all us good dwarves down. Now, when I first wrote it, I wrote, I think this is the Council trying to keep the dwarves down. I was like, shit, wait. The Rules Committee will probably think it's,
about them?
So then Mark Smith goes, Andrew Jashin, we've already sorted out the errata for Too Stubborn to Die. It'll be in a document. We've made it easier, but made it so command dice can't be used to affect the roll. But I think that was when, remember the rules committee, when I was giving them what for that episode?
Yeah.
I was like, they said, no, it's a good rule, this and that. No, I said, it's not a good rule because if I roll a splat, now you're giving me an ability to roll more dice. That's stupid. It should be either gives it to you or it doesn't give it to you. You know, like that Marauder rule. The one that steals your stuff? Oh, my God, that's horrible. And did you guys notice on Forward Observer that he has a Power Fist?
Power Fist?
Or I'm sorry, that's 40K. It is a, what the hell is it?
Energy Gauntlet?
Energy Gauntlet. Because I'm looking at him here, and then I have my Enforcer Captain who has an Energy Gauntlet, and they're the same thing. It's almost like a brass knuckle type deal. The model has it, but he doesn't have it listed.
Oh, that's what I was wondering, because I was like, he doesn't have it. Yeah, I know, which he looks like it, yeah. He looks like he's got the fist, yeah.
You know what? He should have it.
Yeah, it'd be cool. He doesn't have any close weapons.
No, well, and honestly, he probably needs it with that 6 fight.
Yeah. I guess he's not supposed to get into close combat.
No, but, sometimes mistakes are made, and,
So that grenade launcher is nice.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. All right, so... You want my Pathfinder list?
Sure.
You ready? Rob, write this down so that when you go against Jake, you can take care of it.
Don't worry, right. I'm recording. I'll just...
you can't give the out. I'm giving you gold here. You can't be giving it.
I won't put it in there.
All right. Yeah, I don't believe you anymore. But anyway, all right. So you take the Pathfinder Sergeant. But his rule is the splat is basically a tag, but for everybody. Six Pathfinders. 2 with shields, defender shields, right? You take 2 dog drones and then the 2 jet bikes.
So it's the Pathfinder
Sergeant.
Is this 200 point?
That's the, yeah, come on, man.
I don't know. Maybe it was a 500 point. I don't know what you're playing now.
Ah, son. You do too much.
So the Pathfinder Sergeant, what's his weapons?
What's that?
Which weapons? Just his regular ones?
You can't switch it out.
Hell yeah.
That's what they need to do. Why does a Pathfinder Sergeant not have a tag rifle? He's got a pistol.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, yeah.
Right. So, all right. So you take him and he's got a 3+ recon target acquisition. Is basically you can tag somebody and shoot at it with anything you want. Then I took 6 Pathfinders with 2 guys had, defender shields, 2 dog drones and 2 jet bikes.
Now, how are the dog drones? I looked at them, and they looked, for me, they looked pretty snazzy. I thought, I don't know.
All right, so what I did was I put them up on the second level, and basically you get burst laser with weight of fire. You get to the second level. So now what's nice is that, remember with suppression, when you were, what was it? Suppression? What was it in the first one?
Blaze away.
What was that?
Blaze away?
Blaze away. Correct. That's it. Second level didn't mean anything. You know, you didn't get any pluses for being up a level and blaze away. So now you put them up there. You get four dice. Weight of fire one, which is nice. And you could suppress. So Andrew had taken two teratons. I was suppressing the crap out of them. You know? But one got shot. And one got the teraton was fighting the jet bike. And I blazed away at him. And I, you know, it was like he was on the quarter edge of the table, like the last cube, fighting the bike. My guy was above him on the next cube. So I had, you know, level above plus two for seeing the whole model. And I shot into him and I, you know, minus two because he was in combat. I end up killing him. He's like, all right, you suppressed the jet bike. I said, but you can't suppress a vehicle. So yeah. It was dirty, but, you know, worked out good. So
that's same with the mono wheel. Jack tried to, when the grenade hit or the flat vortex,
right?
Jack pointed out the vehicle doesn't get knocked back because he's a vehicle. Mono wheel makes a guy a vehicle.
Is it?
You sure? Yeah, it says in the rules. Yeah, it says this count this guy as a vehicle.
Oh, right. In the special abilities.
Yeah, for the mono wheel. So that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. And then the other one I came up with was, if you want to scrap the jet bikes and one dog and then put some peacekeepers in it.
When I did the other one, there's 6 points extra. Do you put any other items?
Which?
The first one you said, the Pathfinder guy with the six Pathfinders, two dog drones.
Use the two shields?
Yep, there's still 6 points left.
Yeah.
AP or something?
Yeah, you know what? You got to give him AP armor because it's like there's no AP in the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, and unfortunately, like the Pathfinders only have small arms and recon, and the only recon thing is the tag rifle, which they already have, and then small arms is pistol or laser rifle. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to give him a laser rifle as opposed to, I mean, the tag rifle is actually better.
Yeah.
You know, range six tag, you know, with the tag ability. So, but that's the whole thing. The tag ability and using that splat really make a big difference. But now, you know, the lack of AP really killed me, you know, cause he had his teraton and, you know, he, they're almost unstoppable. Those guys in combat.
Yeah.
You know, and that's bad because you have 6 points left over and it's like, all right, well, what can I use? You know, there's nothing. You know,
how much does a shotgun cost?
Shotgun is
only 1 point for a shotgun.
Combat good. Shotgun, yeah. Oh, knockback.
The range, the range too is it sucks on that thing.
Yeah, that's kind of moot. That's a moot point of the of having the, you know, the Pathfinders.
Yeah,
but it's got knockback. It's got no AP. So
because that's what when I was fighting Jack, I had my one guy. Had a shotgun, and he was just always out of range. He was just always one square out of range.
Yeah, the range two stuff I don't like. Like the incinerator range two, terrible. Yeah. Thermal rifle, which is awesome, but it's range three. Eh. The fusion gun, which is not bad. Range four. Four is okay. I think four is the minimum, but it's heavy, you know? So you got to manipulate that with the move dice.
Which did is you not- hear they're going to add more weapon options for the Enforcer jet bikes?
Really? Yeah, they should.
Since the models have them.
Yeah, that I didn't understand. Like, what the, you know, and everybody's like, well, it's a Warpath thing. Well, you know, why?
Yeah, don't give me the options if I can't have different things.
Well, what would they have? They would have yeah, but now a vehicle, I know it's like this in 40K. If you could have a missile launcher and a guy has it, but he can't move to shoot it, just like in Dead Zone. But if it's on a vehicle, won't the vehicle be able to move and then shoot like a missile launcher?
You'd hope so.
You know, I mean, that's what I think. Because a missile launcher is still, why isn't it like a blast or a frag? I just don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You know? Because then it's like a lance weapon, AP5. That would have come in handy.
There, I made the Pathfinder army.
Yeah. What do you think, though? That's pretty good, right?
I've never used Pathfinder, so it'd be fun to try.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing, right? All right, so your recon... I killed him on the recon. I had 5 results. But I beat him. His recon was... I'll tell you right now. He had the... he took the Rebel Commander. I'm sorry. He took... what's the name? Nikolovsky. So... Because he took a few Lancers. Took like, you know, 3 Lancers. I told him to take 4, but he didn't listen. Because I don't know what I'm talking about. She's got a 4... He's got a 4+. And my guy had a 3+, so I had a few 8s and stuff. So I beat him by like 5. So, you know, I was able to scout all my guys up, and then the guys who didn't have scout, I was able to move up.
FOG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family. What's up, y'all? Coach here, and I'm coming to you with a little service announcement. We've been running a Warpath history video series, and we are going to be covering lots of factions like the Plague, the Veermen, the Forge Fathers, Enforcers, just all of them. What I'd like to do is get pictures from the community. So if you have some great pictures of your models, if you want to just send them to me on Family Gamers 777 on Facebook, just send me a bunch of pictures, a private message, and I could put them into the videos. And also, we are having a Dead Zone Monthly. Hopefully, you guys are watching this. And we like to bring along 1 or 2 community members who would like to be a part of it. So I have 3 rules for that. Number 1, you have to play and love Dead Zone. That's number 1. Number 2, you can't be a dick. And number 3, always remember rule number 1 and number 2. So... you can get me on Twitter, which is FOG777Coach. Facebook is FamilyGamers777. And just send us a message. Send me all those pictures. I want some Plague, some Forge Father, all the goodness that you've been working on. And we're going to put it into the video. And this will be great. We'd love to see your work. And we'll put it on a video. So take care. Welcome back to Coaching Friends. And today I'm joined with Roberto and Jeek. So scout is awesome, especially just to get you guys into position. And what I like about it is scout is a sprint, so you can sprint yeah. your guys up to, you know, so get them in position, get them.
Like before, it was like, oh, you can put them in the gray area. Now right. it's yep, you get to move your scout. So yeah. when you scout with, if you give a person a mono wheel, you get to move modes at 5 spaces or whatever.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. You get a Pathfinder with a mono wheel. They're halfway across the board first round.
Right. Now, the mono wheel, what does it give you as far as the movement now? It is a 1-5.
Yeah, 1-5, yeah.
What? Why 1-5?
It's faster than, or it's just as fast as a jet bike.
Right. Why not 2-5?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.
I don't think they thought about that, where you could still move one. If you want to move just one, you know, everything's right. 1-something, right? Is there anybody that's like 2-4, or is there anybody that doesn't have a 1 for a move?
No,
I'm not sure. Everybody has 1-something, right?
You mean as far as in the enforcers
or anybody, like
no, yeah, like the Veermen.
Oh yeah, 2-3, yeah, 2-3 for the Khaleesi, yeah,
right.
So they can move in a single move faster than a mono wheel or a jet bike can,
right?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, the more beasts.
Yeah,
it's funny though. The skyscraper is a 1-3.
Guy, he's got his jetpack, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. It's almost a little random what they did with the movements. Yeah, all the Veermen are 2-3 pretty much.
Yeah, Which is good, though. I think that's good because that's, you know, like the rats. They move.
Except for the Tangle and the Broodmother.
The Broodmother's one, too.
And Nightmares.
The Nightmares are one, too, yeah. The Night Terrors, which I don't think the Night Terrors, they're
the Restic ones, right? Oh, no, they're the big ones.
PVC.
Oh, yeah.
But here, all right, so the Night Terror is a 2-3, size 2, Rampage, zero armor, right? The sights are range F, AP 1, 4 plus fight, frenzy 1. And the other one with the heavy chem spitter is range 5, AP 3. And a 5, he's got a 5-5-5 with Rampage. I think these guys are going to be left on the shelf right next to the Z's. You know? I mean, I'm going to try them out, but.
Yeah, the Rampage is what hurts the one.
But 26 points with 3 victory points. You'd rather just take a bunch of Nightmares or the Wiener Cannon.
And they're beasts, too, so they can't do much.
They can't do anything. And the Nightmares actually aren't beasts.
No, they're vehicles, almost, because they have hard points.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Yeah, what are
23
they?
23 points.
Yeah.
Plus right, the so now, well, you know what, though? Their stuff isn't that expensive. 5,
drills, 7, yeah.
Heavy chem throw is 9. And did you read that the Maligni are going to come 18 points? They're going to come down in points, but I've forgotten to mention who mentioned it or where, but the Malingus will be getting fixed as well. And it will be cheaper / have default chem throw weapon removed so as not to make it overpriced while taking another option.
So you can do something different, yeah.
Right, but then I wish they would have told us that before I glued all this together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, they just have to buy more.
Yeah. I'm not buying any more because we got tons of them.
I know. We have so much.
Yeah. All right. So the weapons option for them is small arms and light. All right. Small arms, light. So ray gun. Then they can light all. All right. The chem thrower, which is range 1. That's out. Chem spitter, which is not bad. Range 6, AP 2, rapid fire. That's actually pretty good. Chemical grenade launcher, 12 points, VP range 5, indirect 4. Woo, that's not bad either. No AP.
Indirect 4 is nice.
Yeah, no AP though. So, you know, 4 shots rolling, that's pretty good. Det Pack Maglock, range F, and then the other one is range 1. That, but it's AP 2, so that's not too bad. You throw it. It's kind of like, I guess you're throwing like a mine at them or something, or a claymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Although I really like this two-handed drill, I'd never take it. You know, range 8, 1 victory point, AP 3.
Yeah, we said the AP 3 is just overkill.
Yeah. The pair of drills is good, though. I like that. Frenzy 1. You know.
Frenzy's always nice.
Yeah. Just that, you know, you're looking at the Nightmare. You're looking at least 30 points. You know, you're looking at least 30 points with 6-4-4. Oof, that's 6. Oh my God. Like, that's a thing. You know? And then range F, the two-handed drill. I mean, let's say the big drill. 5. You see, that's where you gotta go, man. You take a big drill, even the pair of drills. So you get 2 drills. 7 points, but an extra victory point, AP 1, frenzy 1. That's not bad. With a 4-up fight, that's pretty good. But they can't move, man. They're a 1-2.
Yeah, they're slower.
Yeah, big, slow rats.
Still, 1-2 is not horrible.
No, it's not. I mean, it's not, but, you know.
It's no 1-1.
Yeah, the Tangle, which nobody's ever going to take, man. It's stupid.
Does it have psychic abilities?
Yes.
Yeah. So Jack will take it.
I'll try it out.
25 points, 3 victory points. 5-up save. Size 4. You'll be out by round 2.
Well, it's stay at the back. Range 4, though. You gotta.
Range 4. You gotta come up somewhere. Well, actually, so the Invigorate 1 is range 4. Visions of Death, which is Sun and Psychic, is range 5.
Is that the good one?
Well, Invigorate, basically, what is Invigorate? That's the one that, you can reactivate.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Right? invigorate. Weapons with this invigorate may target friendly units. The units in the same cube as the active model. The firing model rolls a 3-dice shoot test 2 with the no modifiers. If successful, the target model removes an activation token. That's dirty.
Yeah, that's like really that. Good.
Yeah, that's really good. And then stun is, I think that's another dirty one too. The weapon with this ability does not cause actual damage. If the weapon scores a potential damage, however, the target model is immediately marked as activated.
Yeah. It's so
yeah, that's, but you have to do damage.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. You have to shoot the guy, and then basically he has psychic.
Have they said anything about knockback? Does it work the way you said? Has anybody actually said? Because it should. Because it does. Because that one doesn't say you have to do damage.
No, I think that if you use it and you throw a punch at the guy and he blocks it, he should be still knocks
him back. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's like
so,
a frag. Like frag still knocks somebody over the square, right, even if it misses.
Right.
Or even if it doesn't do damage.
You know, I just see it like, you know, like you do, like you block. And the guy punches you and the energy pushes you back. So you get knocked back. You're not hurt. You're not pinned. You just move.
Yeah, knocked out of the square.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, anyway, I think it's time to wrap her up.
Me too. Because we're getting tired. All right, my brothers, this was awesome as usual.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions. You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Jack. Is that you, the ghost of Christmas past?
No, I'm the ghost of podcast future.
I'm intrigued. Do tell me more.
The future of podcasts is Vinland Old Time Radio. I know it sounds oxymoronic, but it's not!
Where can I find this podcast?
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
And how many doubloons will that cost me?
It's free! Unlike my soul! Oh, I have to go there. Bye!
You boy, what day is it today?
It's Canada Day, it seems.
Well, go buy that biggest Christmas goose in the window.
That makes no sense. I'm just taking your money and leaving.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.